This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Work for millions of people in this economy is just different now. Those of us who are lucky enough not to have to go to the office. Many more millions of people, though, do have to show up to get the job done. Among them, nurses, who are, along with many others in medicine, dealing with burnout like never before. From WPLN, Blake Palmer reports now on work-from-home options that might keep experienced RNs on the job just a little bit longer.
There was a week at the peak of the pandemic when John Donga of Albuquerque held the hands of more dying people than he had in more than a decade of being a nurse. Even though the job had become so stressful, he never considered leaving until he fell at home and seriously hurt his knee. He still tried to walk the halls and lift patients through the pain.
I literally got home that day and I laid down on the couch and I was icing my knee and I was at the point of tears telling my wife, I don't know what I'm going to do.
At 50, he's the sole breadwinner. Plus, he still loved helping patients in the emergency department.
I wasn't ready to quit nursing. I was not ready to stop helping people.
Then his employer, Loveless Medical Center, started a pilot project.
Do you mind if I turn on the camera so I can talk to you?
For the last few months, Donga has been beaming in on rooms. The hospital installed sophisticated cameras in the emergency department. Patients see Donga's friendly face on flat-screen monitors, and in the case of this patient, Donga's in and out in 1 minute.
Okay. Well, if you need anything, please let me know. I'm here to help, okay?
Donga says he can see the massive potential beyond being able to work despite having trouble walking. He'd never considered being able to telecommute from home when the weather's bad. That could soon be a reality, though for now he's doing his virtual rounds from within the hospital, and he's checking in on 15 patients an hour.
Half the time I'm seeing those patients, you know, they're asleep or they're not in the room, but, you know, I'm easily able to do that. And I can see where I can do 20 or 30, depending on what they're going to need. So yeah, one virtual nurse can really help a lot.
His remote visits are supposed to free up in-person nurses so they can spend time with those who really need face-to-face attention. But Donga says his one concern is that this form of automation isn't used to hire fewer nurses. And nurse unions across the country aren't just concerned, they're actively fighting any remote experiments, as they call them. Michelle Mahan of National Nurses United says she could never be convinced a hospital's making such business decisions in the interest of patients or nurses.
They are so unwilling to invest in nursing that they will spend millions and millions of dollars on technology that is not effective, that is not providing the same level of care.
The technology in Albuquerque comes from Orlando-based Care AI, and President Bruce Brandes says implementation is intentionally slow to help gain buy-in, especially since many technologies in hospitals have made life harder, not easier for staff. Care AI is learning on the go. For example, that beaming in a nurse from out of town is less desirable.
It really goes a long way to ensure that you're not outsourcing who that virtual nurse is, that it's actually one of the members of your team, particularly an experienced member of your team, so they're inherently trusted out of the gate.
In working with Ardent Health, which owns the Albuquerque Hospital, the companies have also found one of the best uses of time for a virtual nurse is on discharge paperwork. Ardent CEO Marty Bonick says nurses put it off, occupying rooms that could be freed up.
I know it's going to take me 30, 45 minutes to do those discharge instructions. I don't have time to do that because I've got four other patients that need me actively. And so what happens is those discharges get put off.
Virtual nursing may be starting small at Ardent. So far, it's just in New Mexico and more recently, Idaho. But Bonick says he plans to expand virtual nursing to all 30 of the company's hospitals. He says the growing demand for experienced nurses requires rethinking the job.
If we don't find new ways of caring for patients and extending and augmenting the work that our nurses do, we've got two choices.
Either turn patients away, he says, or keep working nurses so hard that they keep leaving. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.